In this lecture, I will consider who the first Asian settlers in Britain were, the factors leading to the presence in Britain, and their lives and experiences in Britain. So Asians have been visiting and living in Britain since the early 1600s, but the term we use for Asians today is for people from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal and Sri Lanka, and it's a term that's really come into use from the late 20th century. They weren't called Asians before this, as those nation-states did not exist at the time. India, Pakistan and Bangladesh were all part of what was then India, and other Asians are usually lumped into the same term. And so my use of this general term is just for ease and as we currently understand it. I'm going to use it interchangeably with the term Indians. And over this time span, the relationship between Britain and India underwent major shifts of power, which affected attitudes and interactions. So let's look at the beginnings of this period. In 1600, Queen Elizabeth I granted a group of London merchants a charter giving them a monopoly of trade with the East. The East India Company soon looked to trade with India, attracted by its rich textiles and spices. With the permission of the Mughal emperors, the company established four trading posts in India, at Surat, Bombay, Madras and Calcutta, as those port cities were then known. And a growing number of agents, both civil and military, were sent out to service its growing commercial enterprise, resulting in the transformation of British economy and society. And this is the beginning of contact between the two countries, as Britons began to travel to India and Indians began to travel to Britain.